Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you, sir?
My name is Wayne Gurn, and I have filed for unemployment about, I guess, about a month or two ago. I was denied because I was on the phone, on a call-in service, whatever it is, call line, and I guess I said something, and it kicked me out. The first time it didn't do it, but when it asked me another some more questions, and I said answered the question different, it kicked me out of the system some kind of way. And when, how can I get a, my unemployment started? It's been over, I've been out of a job almost 6 months now.
I don't know. What's your social security number?
417-760-168.
And had you reported any earnings or anything?
In turn, I haven't been working, and because I had been, I was terminated from my job back in October the 6th, but I had been out from a stroke from March the 10th up until then. So I hadn't had an earning.
Verify your name and date of birth for me.
Wayne Garner, 1554.
And when the last time you did the legal certification?
Shoot, let's see. I guess about 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Oh, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Now this
that's
ain't
why
had.
you're out the system. Yeah, because you have to file it every week.
Right.
That's why you're out, because your claim dropped because you didn't file the certification. All right, so you said Wayne Gardner, January the 5th, 1954. What's your mother's maiden name?
Helen Hughes.
Okay, Hughes, what's your driver's license number?
Oh, let me go in my pocket and get it. Hold on
Are
a
you
minute.
going direct deposit or benefit card?
What kind of card did you say? Direct
Direct
deposit.
deposit or the benefit card?
That could be a benefit card if I get it.
All right, so I have Wayne, Waye Gardner, Garner, date of birth is January the 5th, 1954.
Correct.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Have you worked on any other name or social security number?
No.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English? Excuse me.
No. No.
Okay, and what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
Not really. I'm still kind of like trying to heal from the stroke I had. So every now and then I'm a little bit dizzy here and there.
All right. And do you did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Any GED?
Well, I'm trying to work on one now. I'm studying right now.
And he uses the maiden name. What's that driver's license number?
Okay, let me go back in my wallet. Okay, it's 326-9484.
Alabama 326-9484. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking account or savings, we recommend direct deposit.
Okay, let me get direct deposit because I wouldn't want no wait no 5 days. I already waited 8 months already. Still ain't got it.
All right, so direct deposit, checking or savings?
Savings.
And what's that routing number and account number?
The account number is 376.
Robin.
I don't know it right offhand. I got to put
okay,
up somewhere.
Okay, I need the routing number and the account number before I do this.
Okay. Is that where I can call you back and speak to you? Because I got to run an errand. Could I call you back?
Okay, well, it's called a randomly. You can try the same number that you called, but we don't have no special number that you can call. But you get someone. If you don't get me, you get someone that'll be able to help you.
And they start from where we stopped just for the route number?
Yeah, we just did a couple of queries, so they just probably going to. I'm going to put it saved on it, and you need to get the account number. So
let me, you know, they already got that information from where I filed the first time. Can't they just use
that?
Okay,
they don't save the checking or savings account information. We all have to get it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it should be, someone should get you. If you don't get me, then someone will pick you up that they'll go through it for you. But just make sure you got your routing number and the bank account number and your employer. Make sure you have their name and number and the correct phone number for them also when you call back.
Employer, even though I'm not working for them no more?
Yes, because that's who you're filing on, and then they might have to get in touch with them and ask them some questions about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got all that information on the paper where they made the determination. Could I just use information off of there?
Yeah,
off
if
letter?
That's the correct address, yes. If that's the right address and phone number, get in touch with them, yes. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
Okay, bye-bye.